The commanding officer of the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Healy is responsible for the safety of both the ship and the crew. For K&OM Profiles, I'm Katie Ringabaugh. Join part three of a K&OM Profiles as Paul Korchin, Clinton White, and myself complete our tour onboard the icebreaker Healy by talking with commanding officer Captain Daniel Oliver.
I've been on and off icebreakers through most of my Coast Guard career, having started out on one as an engineer. I was the first executive officer on Healy when we took delivery of the ship in 1999 from Avondale. I was fortunate enough to get the opportunity to come back as the commanding officer, and I've been on board for just over a year now, and enjoying the heck out of it. It's a lot of fun. I've spent a fair amount of my time on icebreakers over the years, and I like the duty we do. I like working with the science community, and of course the places we go. We get to travel quite a bit of the world, so makes it interesting.
It sounds like, as you say, you have some history with this ship before you assumed command, but I imagine once you do assume command, there's a whole new learning curve. Can you talk a little bit about that?
It's one of those things where until you're actually in the position, I don't think anyone really truly realizes the magnitude of being the CO of a ship until you're in the spot, because that's where the buck stops, whether it's issues on heavy weather or, you know, doing boat ops or helo ops, or as we're doing now, sitting on station off of Nome and doing boat ops and helo ops at the same time, unloading the science party. I've got a lot of people on board that execute most of the work, but ultimately it comes down to my responsibility as the commanding officer to make sure that it's done safely and efficiently, and if it doesn't, I'm the one that answers for it.
You have a lot of non-service personnel on this ship, not just visitors like ourselves, but the scientists. I imagine that presents some challenges in terms of running a tight ship. Can you talk a bit about your role in making sure that everything does run well between Coast Guard personnel and non-personnel?
The icebreakers, and Healy in particular, is unique within the Coast Guard and the military ships in general, in that we have a paying customer aboard who actually charters our ship, and as such, we're somewhat more of a service provider than a typical Coast Guard cutter, in that we've got a customer aboard that's paying for our time, and our goal is to be able to provide the support and services that that customer needs to do the science mission. It is certainly unique to be on board where your paying customer is looking over your shoulder at what you're doing. I found working with the science community over the years to be, well, at times challenging, as there are some difficult folks to work with for the most part, just an outstanding group of people. I look at the shelf-based and interaction project we've got that we're doing right now, and probably a good portion of them I know from previous trips on other missions. And it's always nice to see faces again that you've worked with in the past. It makes that pretty tight working relationship comes about that much faster. For this particular mission, it's essentially a repeat of a 40-day science mission we did earlier this summer. Probably roughly 60% of the people are back from that first mission. We established a real good rapport with them, and things went real well the last time, and I would expect the same. It's interesting to work with the science folks, and they've always been very good about providing lectures for the ship's crew, talking about what they're doing. And it really kind of helps the crew get a little bit better understanding of why we're up here for so long, what it is that the science programs that we're supporting are here to do. And it just makes that much easier for the crew. A person may be aboard and doing nothing but for a portion of the time mess cook and cleaning dishes down in the galley. To be able to tie them into the why the science is taking place and what the purpose of it, kind of helps them out and makes them feel better about what they're doing. You know, it helps justify why they're gone from home so long.
There's a lot of multitasking aboard this ship, given the size of the crew. Can you talk a little bit about the challenges that presents you as the commander of this ship?
We are unique compared to most of the other Coast Guard cutters out there that have a much larger crew. We do have a very small crew in relationship. In fact, the Healy is the largest ship the Coast Guard has, and yet we've got a crew size of one of our 210-foot cutters. Probably the biggest challenge it poses for us that crosses all rates and ranks is keeping the thing clean. A lot of square footage on here, a lot of decks, a lot of compartments, large mess deck and all. And just keeping the day-to-day cleanliness is a real challenge. Everyone from myself on down takes a turn at cleaning. Most military ships you go on, you're going to find that the captain has a steward or a mess cook that's taking care of the cabin for him. I clean my own cabin. We all kind of bus ourselves and keep our own spaces up. We all take our turns cleaning the passageways. The biggest challenge of the small crew in the large ship is just keeping the thing clean. Also unique to Healy compared to other Coast Guard cutters, the larger cutters, is we all eat on a common mess deck. Most ships you go on to, and the Navy ships, you'll find that there's a wardroom mess and a chief's mess and a crew's mess for petty officers and below. On here, from myself all on down, we all eat down on the mess deck. Intermixed with the science party, we don't segregate a science section and a crew section, and we don't segregate it from an officer and a chief's and a petty officer section. It's just general seating down there, and we all kind of intermix. As the commanding officer, I stand in line to get chow like anybody else does, and that creates some challenges with some of the older folks that are used to a more segregated type of environment, but I personally, I'd hate to go back. I really like it. I feel it gives me an opportunity to sit down across the chow table from somebody. I hear things from the crew that normally as a commanding officer, no one's going to come up and tell me some of the stuff. I really like it, and it fits my personality much better.
This concludes our tour of the Coast Guard Cutter Healy. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Katie Ringabaugh.